Okay, we've said it a few times during the show. It's March 14th, Pi Day, if you didn't know. No, not the apple kind of pie, blueberry. It's a numeric kind, pi, you know, 3.14, March 14th, 314, get it? Pi is irrational and transcendental and sometimes even mysterious. Maybe you've seen the 1988 psychological thriller called Pi about a mathematical genius, Max Cohen, who sees patterns in everything.
If you graph the numbers of any system, patterns emerge. Therefore, there are patterns everywhere in nature.
Maybe that pattern is like the pattern in the stock market.
This is insanity, Max.
Or maybe it's genius.
Indeed, maybe it's genius. Well, we looked into it, and there are apparently a lot of people who are pretty excited about the power of pi. And today, being Pi Day and all, we decided to get one such enthusiast on the line. His name is Dan Hellerich. He runs the website piday.org, so he knows a lot about pi. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
How are you doing? Happy Pi Day.
Yeah, happy Pi Day to you, Rachel.
Hey, thanks. Dan, what do you like about pi?
Well, as you said, it's transcendental. The digits after the decimal point go on forever, and there is no pattern to pi, and so it's just kind of a cool number, and it has a lot of, you know, real life applications. Kids use it in geometry class and junior high and earlier, and it's just kind of in everything, really.
Okay, so pi's been around a long time, clearly, or forever, actually. But for people who don't know, like me, who discovered pi?
Well, it was William Jones in the 1700s, and then a mathematician named Euler later, who kind of decided to name it pi, the Greek letter p, because, you know, p is the first letter in periphery and perimeter, and pi represents the perimeter or the circumference of the circle as it relates to how big the circle is, the diameter.
Okay. Now, how much of pi do you know? In other words, how many of the numerals do you know by heart?
Yeah, I don't know all that many. There's so many people on my website who know, like, you know, 10 times more than I do. I probably know, like, 15 or so digits after the decimal.
I think it's still pretty impressive, I got to tell you.
Yeah. Well, you really only need about 10 to be pretty precise when you're doing most math with geometry and physics and such.
Now, why do you have a website? What's on your website about pi?
Yeah, well, I have a bunch of different things out here. I wanted to make a place where people could share their ideas about pi because they're, you know, like I said, I don't know all the digits, so we wanted to find out who knows a lot of digits of pi. So there's a discussion section. I've had that for the last couple years, and people, you know, share their ideas for how to celebrate pi. A lot of teachers get on and share classroom plans and such. There are also a lot of things, as you mentioned, that movie Pi and pop culture.
I love that movie. Did you like that movie?
I haven't seen it. I actually just bought it, and I'm going to watch it tonight.
But there is this, pi has kind of become part of pop culture in a way. It's this mysterious element, unknown, infinite thing.
Right, yeah. So a lot of people are making YouTube videos. They're writing songs about pi and writing poetry related to pi. So we try and link them up and put some YouTube videos on the site.
Well, real quick, today is Pi Day. Do you have a specific celebration happening today, Dan?
Yeah, well, I'm going to pick up some pies on the way to my office, P-I-E, and rhubarb and apple pie and stuff like that. And we'll eat them at work, and maybe after work we'll hang out and
recite pie.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Hey, Dan Hellerich. He runs the website piday.org. Thanks for being with us on Pi Day, sharing some of your Pi Day with us.
Yeah, happy Pi Day.
Hey, thanks. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so we're not done with Pi Day yet. Just when you thought you'd already had enough pi, we're going to give you some more. Our producer, Ilan Chilog, went to a Pi Day party, actually a Pi Day pre-party. It happened one day early down at the NYU Math Club. So how does the NYU Math Club get busy with some pi? Here's Ian's report.
So basically here, all you do is you solve for x1 and x2, and then you have your x3 is equal to r, x4 is equal to s.
Okay. Isn't this supposed to be a party, guys? You guys are over here doing math on the chalkboard.
For me, this is fun.
Yes, there were people doing math equations on the chalkboard at a party. And I did find one young woman doing homework. But it was a pretty fun shindig. I'll just let one partygoer set the scene for us. This is Jessica.
There are many pies on the table. And we're socializing and catching up and celebrating after a very hard week of midterms.
Now, Jessica was actually headed out the door. The room did clear out pretty early since a lot of the math club members had exams to work on. Spring break at NYU actually starts on Pi Day, which is why they had the party on 313 instead of 314.
Like, all the math majors here are making a joke saying that it's pi minus 0.01, as in, like, you know, 3.13.
That was Nitin, the math club president. The 3.14 versus 3.13 thing was a point of contention around the room. But then I asked these two guys, Kevin and Dan, what was so great about pi itself?
Well, you really can't find a square root of 2 day. There is no date that I know of that will show up as the square root of 2 was 1.69 or something.
1.414, that would be more. If you had a square root of 2 day, you would have it on January 41st, which obviously that doesn't work. E is 2.718, so that would be February 71st, and that doesn't work either. We have I, but that's not a real number, so that doesn't, how can we celebrate that?
All right, so anyway, then there was the main event, the Pi Recitation Contest. Nitin went first.
3.14159265 3 7.
No.
Oh. All right, so there were a couple others, and they have different styles of recitation. Some go really fast, you know, just firing off numbers. Some do this kind of rhythmic thing. Then somebody asked Kevin if he wants in.
Sure, why not? Okay, let's see. 3.14159265 3589793283846264338
So, yeah, a lot of math at this party. And then at the end, I saw this really kind of nerdy kid hunched over a piece of paper with this really cute girl. And I was like, oh, no, the nerd is doing the cute girl's homework. So I walked up to them to talk to them about it. He was writing down her number. I'm not talking about 3.14.
3.14159265 3589793238462643382792========================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================````================================================================================================================================�== He went to a pi party. Thanks, Ian. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Coming up next, NPR's Bob Boylan. He's live in Austin at the South by Southwest Festival. We'll see what bands are catching his eye and his ear, plus dreaming of Hillary or Barack or McCain. We'll check in with a website that logs people's dreams of the presidential candidates. A little bit scary, maybe. This is the Bright Park Project from NPR News.